Good morning, truck drivers. Big Ken here, truckdriver101.com. We are here, truckdriver101.com. You can go to truckdriverbooks.com. Truckdriverbooks.com, that is our sponsor. That is our lover. All the proceeds from that helps the show, helps to keep it bumping and jumping, y'all. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com. Let's get down to business. So, we're going to talk about in this episode civil penalties, but let's get down to me. I am truckdriver101.com, Big Ken. I've been trucking for over a decade, and I wrote a book called How to Start in Trucking. You can get the audio book at truckdriverbooks.com. It will help new guys in getting to trucking. I go over my start at Warner. I go over everything. All right, guys, let's get down to business. What is a civil penalty, Ken? A civil penalty is a penalty, financial penalty, that is levied against usually an organization, not necessarily. I'm not reading this either. But it's usually leveled against an organization, used in this way. A giant organization says, we're going to dump some toxic waste over there in Detroit because them people stupid. Right. And they do it in Detroit. Yes, they do. And the government finds out and they say, well, we can't prove it, but we know they did it. Let's hit them with a civil penalty. If they pay the civil penalty, they admit guilt, and we'll get the ball rolling to get things cleaned up. We'll use the money from the civil penalty to do that, and then we'll get the ball rolling on a prosecution. Or we'll work. It's basically like a start. You know what I mean? They got to deal with the civil penalty, or they could come after them in other ways. So it forces a company without a subpoena and all the legal process to deal with the government in stuff like illegal dumping or in trucking, log violations. If you break the rules of logs on the computer unintentionally, we've all had it happen where the computer doesn't pull us off drive and they won't let you change it, even though the truck has been standing still for an hour and a half. If you ain't had that happen to you, it will. And you say, you know what? Fuck them. I did what I was supposed to do. The sensors messed up. Rewrite it up and you leave. Well, the company, the DOT auditor might come in and say, I don't believe that. I believe you did it for greed and money, you sons of bitches. Civil penalty. And they knock a civil penalty on your company. Your company then might get several civil penalties for all the people missing logs and all the people not handling business and not taking care of their log situation or whatever may happen. In any type of DOT corporation violation, and instead of prosecuting them, they hit them with a civil penalty, and your company settles that civil penalty, and they go through lawyers and all that type of shit, and companies deal with that all the time. However, friend of mine was hit with a civil penalty as a company driver. Yes, let me repeat, he was hit with a civil penalty as a company driver. Yes, let me repeat. He was hit with a civil penalty as a company driver. What had happened was he was a company driver 2 years ago for another company, about three months shy of 2 years. At this company, but when he left, which was the reason he left, their log department went to shit. No easy way to explain it. They went down to the point where they weren't taking any calls and logs. They weren't doing anything they were supposed to do or handling business they were supposed to do. He was getting told that he had logs missing. He turned the logs in. They would still be missing. He turned them in again. They still be missing. So he got all this taken care of eventually and decided to leave. He did his last 3 days. During his last 3 days, his Qualcomm on his brand new truck broke. Now, this is a Qualcomm is around, I want to say 2012, 2013, they started putting in Qualcomms that were integrated. What that mean by that is normally our Qualcomms would be plugged in into the back and then it'd be a computer. In his Qualcomm, that what didn't exist. It was integrated into the dash and into the vehicle. This was supposed to be better, more efficient. It wasn't. It broke a lot. Okay. And so as a result, he ended up having to use paper logs. Now, remember, he's got this paper log situation with these assholes. So they're not handling their business right. He's doing his run. Plus, he's running a recap. So he's doing what he's got to do. So Monday he comes in. He goes to work. He's got 8 hours. He does his whole trip in 8 hours. Tuesday, he goes to work. Does his whole trip in about 8 hours. Wednesday, he has no hours. They call somebody in to take over. Then he tells him, you know what? Things have been so crazy lately. You guys are acting crazy. His dispatcher quit on him. It was just insane. I can't work for you guys anymore. It's too dangerous. I'm done. And he quit about 2 days too late. 2 years later, he finds out, one, they never took the paper logs that he turned in and put in. They never did it. Two, 3 months after he quit, they called him. He got a call from the FMCSA. He got a call from some people. He explained to them what happened, and he figured it was over. And they were supposed to take care of it. That's what they told him. He was done with it. 2 years later, about two months shy of 2 years, he gets a letter in the mail from the FMCSA saying he has a civil penalty lowered against him, leveled against him, for $2,000, basically. And he is like, what the fuck? Because this literally is from 2014. It's 2016, for those who don't know. So he's like, what? This doesn't make any sense. What the fuck is even a civil penalty? He assumed when he first got it, it was a DOT fine from an audit. So the company got audited back in March of 2015. It is, again, way past March of 2015. It is currently 2016. And again, a year has passed since this audit. But since that audit, they have sent a civil penalty to him. So this civil penalty, like I said, is normally used against giant corporations, not against individual truck drivers, especially ones who are company drivers. But it has been leveled against him. If he does not pay it, they can use the IRS to come get their money. They could use the they could go after his license. They could revoke his license. They could stop him from driving. Right. So this is a serious fucking thing he's got to take care of. So he pretty much, after talking to some people at his company, finds out that they didn't have any records during that time, and that maybe if he'd have turned them in, and he informed him that he did, and he's also brought up the fact that they had a huge list of drivers, and that was the reason he quit. And of course, the guy had nothing to say at that point, except for, as always, stupid motherfuckers do. But anyway, that didn't matter. So he hung up on his old company safety person. There was no point in talking to his ass. And he had to call a lawyer. So that's where he is right now. And I'll let you guys know in an update. But here's the thing. To protect your license in 2016, you need a lawyer. That's just the fucking thing. The fact that DOT or FMCSA, or whatever these acronym motherfuckers is, they can now go back 2 years. That's the big lesson for you here. They can go back 2 years and come after your shit. So you got to protect yourself. So as of today, every truck driver, my recommendation for every truck driver is to get a fucking lawyer. Every one of you have to have a lawyer that you can talk to. I ain't talking prepaid legal either. I'm talking about a motherfucking lawyer. Okay? And you need to keep a war chest, because this may cost him just as much as the civil penalty. He might be looking at $2,000 in lawyer fees, because they may have to go to where he's being hit with the civil penalty. They may have to call in another lawyer. Right, he could be looking at $5,000-$6,000, and that's if he wins, by the way, because you got to understand, they did this based on his fuel and everything else. He was on paper logs. He has got to deal with the reality that even if he can prove that he wasn't the person driving on Wednesday, and that he did do his run in 8 hours to one, and then 8 hours the second day because of the recaps. Even if he proves that, a civil penalty only has to be proven to about 50%. So what that means is, like, if I was convicted of murder, it would have to be beyond a shadow of a doubt. That means 99% or at least 90%. Right. This doesn't have to be proven. It just has to show that it could possibly happen. So then it's lowered against the driver. For all black folks out there, sometimes we look at these country boys and we go, why do they hate the government? I understand. My love goes out to rednecks after hearing this. Let me come by and give you a Trump vote and a beer, goddammit. I definitely understand why you hate the fucking government. You don't have to tell me anymore, boys. I feel your pain. But yeah, this is happening. So you need a lawyer. That's the bottom line of this whole thing. 10 minutes, and I'm sorry to make it so convoluted and complex. No, fuck all that. I love to ramble. Fuck that. So, but you need a lawyer. Every truck driver needs a lawyer. To protect your license, you need to establish a relationship with the lawyer. I'm doing that today. I'll be also giving you guys some updates. I'm going to research, and don't get excited about getting my own truck. Do not get excited. Do not send me a lot of questions about it. It is just research. Okay. But if it happens, which it probably will, to be honest with you, because after hearing this shit, it was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. Because you know what? If I'm taking all this fucking risk, I got to deal with the FMCSA sending me civil penalties in the fucking mail. I might as well drive for me. I'm going to get my own authority and say, fuck it. You motherfuckers come back after 2 years. Now, if you're an owner operator, you got that information because you're an owner operator. But once you get the okay from the company, like when I told you, you talked to him 3 months after he left the job, all this shit was supposed to be squashed. It was all supposed to be taken care of. They didn't do that. They didn't take care of the business like they were supposed to. This is what happens, guys. You know, in this new fucking world where, you know, we truckers are the bad guys. And this is why I get so mad at OOIDA. OOIDA, you are fighting the wrong fucking battle. This technology does not fucking work. Send this little piece. If you can clip it out, send it to them. In fact, I'm going to do a video, just a message to them. Stop arguing about privacy. The technology that we are using is so ass backwards and fucked up that nobody quite knows what's going on. And it's horrible. And that's really how this happened, because you got a guy driving a truck with experimental integration that doesn't fucking work. It's ridiculous. You got a brand new truck. I mean, yeah, you got some brakes, but the Qualcomm goes out. He had the GPS just cutting on and off, on and off, on and off. It would have him in violation, then it would adjust and not have him in violation. It was just insanity. It was insanity. And you couldn't, he couldn't unplug it because the motherfucker's integrated to the truck. Normally, you could go up under the bunk and unscrew a wire and boom, it's unplugged. The company that he was at, safety didn't want you touching that because they didn't really understand it and they didn't want to deal with it. But this is what happens when you have new technology. You know, we're not kicking it in the ass like we should be. We're not on this shit like we should be. As truckers, OOIDA, fighting for truckers' rights out there, and all these other groups, this shit does not work. This is where you should be. Because it's here, right? But it doesn't fucking work. And when shit like this happens, they're throwing civil penalties at regular, everyday truck driver company drivers for shit that, how would you got to go fight the government now by yourself? You ain't an owner operator. You ain't making no $2 a mile. You ain't got a $100,000 vehicle, no business expenses. You a $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year truck driver. And you got to go fight the government? Anyway. Truckdriver101.com. Figured I'll let y'all know. I'll give you guys info on the update too. Talk to you later.